gotten started.
So we are glad that you are here tonight. I want to read a scripture from Psalms. It's number 100, Psalm 100. It says, "Sing to the Lord all the world. Worship the Lord with joy. Come before him with happy songs. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we belong to him. We are his people. We are his flock. Enter the temple gates with thanksgiving. Go into its courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise him. The Lord is good. His love is eternal and his faithfulness lasts forever." So we want to give you an opportunity to tell us what you are thankful for. And then after that, we'll serve up turkey and dressing and green bean casserole and yams and whatever else that we have. So we're thankful for you. We're glad that you are here. And so, Mark, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for everybody here. Every time I come to a church and just get to sit down with everybody, it always feels like family, that and just music too, and just God. Absolutely, just staying positive, and just glad that everybody can get along and be here today. This is great. This is really
cool. Amen. No matter what our circumstances are, we still can be thankful. And we are thankful for all of you. We feel like you are our family. We miss you if you're not here. So what are you thankful for?
The food you give us.
That's good. That's good.
Thankful for being able to be here and share this occasion with you guys.
Amen. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for salvation.
Okay.
I'm thankful for family and fellowship.
I'm thankful for my relationship with God.
Praise the Lord. Anthony.
My family.
My health.
The one and only Jesus.
Yes. For my son and staying clean.
Yes, amen.
I'm thankful for a God that loves me and blesses me and gives me everything I need and loves me unconditionally.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I'm thankful for Jesus and my family and my friends in the sunspot.
I'm thankful that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior.
I'm thankful that I'm in a country where you can vote and have law, and for the prosperity, I just went in and had a test, and my bill was $15 because the insurance paid the other $400.
Thank you, God, for your provision.
Everyone being here and you taking care of us with something to eat.
I'm thankful for my wife and my family and the holy season's coming up.
I'm just grateful for every day and what the Lord gives me, and I'm so thankful to him.
I'm thankful for my good health, my wife, and my ripe old age.
And I'm glad your wife is here with us tonight.
I'm thankful for living in this amazing country, the United States of America.
Yes. Thank you, God, for our country. We pray, give us godly leaders, Lord.
I'm thankful for you and Miss Kathy and all the rest of the folks here.
Thank you.
I'm thankful for my husband and my family and the opportunity to be with my grandchildren this coming week.
I'm just thankful.
All right. I already had a turn.
I'm thankful for going on a ski trip in January.
That sounds fun.
I'm thankful that after we become believers, we have God's Holy Spirit, and he guides us and teaches us.
I'm thankful for God's mercy and his grace and his patience, because he waited 42 years for me to come to the end of myself and come to him. And I would encourage anybody who hasn't invited Jesus into their heart so far, invite him. You never know when your next breath is going to be taken. So that's my encouragement to everybody. Press in, build that relationship and build on your own testimony, that personal relationship with the Lord.
I'm thankful for God's word, the bread of life, and also breaking bread with friends.
I'm thankful for my wife and family, but equally important, the Lord just giving me life every day. You know, I'd rather be uptown than downtown.
We're asking folks on this Thanksgiving season, what are you thankful for?
People helping us out since we lost our house after I got hit by a truck.
And I'm thankful you're here at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, last time we were a little bit late. Anyway, I'm thankful for all the churches in Ocean City that help out people who need food.
I am too. We live in a great community. And I'm thankful for each of you, and I'm thankful most of all that God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to pay the price for our sins, to give us that opportunity to be forgiven and to ask Jesus into our hearts. So we're thankful for you. And here's Andy with what he's thankful for and to pray.
I'm thankful not only for God's love for us corporately, but just that he keeps showing me again and again how much he loves me, even though I don't deserve it, for his presence, for answered prayers, just his hand on my life and on the life of my family. So we're going to go ahead and pray over the food and be able to enjoy another of God's good gifts together. So, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for how much you love each one of us. Not just this general love for the world, but each one of us, Lord. You desire for us to know you and your love, your plan for us. God, you choose us. You go out of your way to seek us out. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And thanks for the food that we're about to eat and just that you provide. God, you are a provider, and we're all in different places. Some of us are looking for food every meal. Others of us, you've already provided ahead of time, but either way, you're the provider. And so we thank you for that, and we ask that you would just continue to do that. And we ask your blessing on this food and on the conversation that happens around the table. God, that you, in your presence, that you would just fill this place with your peace, with your joy, and with an assurance of your love for each of us. Thanks again for this food. In Jesus' name, amen.